Ticketmaster on the Capitol Hill Grill. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
We apologize to the fans. We apologize to Ms. Swift. We need to do better, and we will do better.
But Joe Birch told president of the parent company Live Nation at a Senate hearing, largely blaming bots and scalpers for the pre-sale meltdown that left Taylor Swift fans waiting for hours and many not getting tickets.
To have a strong capitalist system, you have to have competition. You can't have too much consolidation.
Minnesota Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar, Ticketmaster, which merged with Live Nation in 2010, denies any anti-competitive practices. A judge in Georgia hearing arguments on whether to make public a special grand jury report on former President Trump's efforts to challenge election results.
A special grand jury was convened in Atlanta to determine if former President Donald Trump could have broken Georgia law following the 2020 election when his campaign sought evidence of uncounted votes leading to a potential change in outcome in Georgia. The case revolved around the recording of a phone call between the then president and Georgia's Secretary of State.
Fox's Evan Brown, the special grand jury can't issue indictments, but is expected to make recommendations to an Atlanta prosecutor. After multiple mass shootings in a matter of days in California, President Biden is praising new legislation.
Well, details on a shooting last night in Half Moon Bay, California, and a weekend mass shooting in the L.A. area are still being investigated. President Biden says it is known the scourge of gun violence across America requires stronger action. In a statement, the president noted a reintroduction of a federal assault weapons ban from California Senate Democrat Dianne Feinstein in a bill that would raise the age to purchase assault weapons to 21.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. Similar proposals have failed to win a bipartisan majority to advance in the Senate. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a three-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
A call to action in the U.S. Senate on Ukraine.
It's time, past time, for the Biden administration and our allies to get serious about helping Ukraine finish the job and retake their country.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says a range of advanced weapons would help shift the war in Ukraine's favor, including tanks. Defense officials have logistical concerns about U.S. Abrams tanks. Germany facing mounting pressure to send its Leopard 2 tanks, considered a better choice for Ukrainian forces. The so-called doomsday clock, with midnight symbolizing a nuclear apocalypse, is now closer than it's ever been, just reset to 90 seconds to midnight. The group of atomic scientists who make that decision say we're living in a time of unprecedented danger, largely blaming Russia's war in Ukraine. NASA just announcing the U.S. will test a spacecraft engine powered by nuclear fission as soon as the year 2027, part of a long-term effort to demonstrate more efficient methods of getting astronauts to Mars in the future. The Oscar race is on.
It looks like the multiverse has a message for Everything Everywhere All at Once, which is adding to its honors with the leading number of nominations to the 95th Academy Awards.
Mrs. Wang, are you with us?
I am paying attention.
The sci-fi indie hit picking up 11 Oscar nominations, including nods for Michelle Yeoh. It's also up for Best Picture, along with The Banshees of Inisherin, The Fabelmans, Tar, Top Gun Maverick, Elvis, All Quiet on the Western Front, Women Talking, Triangle of Sadness, and box office blockbuster Avatar, The Way of Water. Now, unlike last year, the top contenders are films which moviegoers actually saw in theaters. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Stocks are lower. The Dow's down 42 points. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.